Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Chat. We can just call this the chat. It's not really daily anymore. I know I used to be and we used to be, but hey, you know, we still got the podcast.
We still got the podcast. Here, we got the podcast here. That's what we do. We podcasting.
Oh, it's a podcast. I know what the name is. New boot goofing. That's what I'm doing. I got new boots. You got new boots? I got new boots. That's what I got for Christmas. What'd everybody else get for Christmas? Anybody have a good Christmas? Anybody give a good Christmas? That's another one there. Did you give a good Christmas? As in, you know, did your kids or your family or, you know, loved ones, did they get something from you that they just weren't expecting and you fell in love with and everything else? Man, I got the greatest gift all. I got one of the best wives I could ever ask for. I got a kid on the way. You know? As, you know, somebody growing up in the world, I always wanted to be a father. That was something I always wanted. Just, like, literally. Like, I just always wanted to be a dad. I wanted to be a husband and a dad. I don't know why. I just always wanted that. It's something that I've always felt. Like, you know, like, inside me, I've always felt that. You know, and definitely now that I have it, it's hard. It's definitely its own job in itself, you know what I mean? And it's not an income job, you know? It's an experience job. This is the only job in the world, I think, that you need, that you get experience out of, that helps with everything else in life. Being able to have patience with yourself or your kids, to have patience with them, I can tell you right now, is one of the hardest things I am accomplishing. Still am. Like, having patience with myself in order to have patience for my kids. That's the big key right there. I gotta be patient with myself. Breathe it out. You know, breathe some of the situations out and let the, you know, just air it out. Just let it breathe and everything will work out in the end. But I hope everyone had a great Christmas, Christmas break and everything. It was a wonderful time out here. You know, if you did something, did anybody donate to charities or anything like that? Anybody donate anything? I know it's pretty harsh and you know, and money-wise in some places and some families and some people. But anybody donate anything this year for Christmas? You know, donate to, I mean, not even a loved one. No, not a loved one. Did anybody donate to, like Wounded Warriors, different things like that? Like, you know, nonprofit organizations that help people in the world, not just some like, oh, I did it, you know, to the animals. Yeah, like that's good and all, but I can tell you right now, we're overpopulated with pets and animals. Like, come on now, I got a whole extra cat just from literally petting him outside. He just decided that he wanted to live with us now, so that's cool. That's all you gotta do, just go outside and find a friendly cat and be friendly to it. just invite it inside, you know, just grab it and run inside, be like, you're mine, inside cat now, yay. You could do that. No, don't do that. That'd be like robbing of, I don't know, not really, as long as there ain't no like collar with the animal, and I mean, all means, you know, give some shelter to that animal. Because I can tell you right now, I got a cat. He likes to go outside, he loves it out there. And my other cat, he likes to go outside, but he's a scaredy cat. He's literally the definition of a scaredy cat. But he's an asshole though too. That's the thing. That little dickhead. He's cool, but he's an asshole. Like, if he chills on you for a while, and you, like, move or cough weird, he gets mad and yells at you and then runs away. Because he gets pissed because you moved. It's kind of annoying, but it's funny. It's funny. He's very talkative and shit, you know. Find yourself a friend, a pet. Anybody get pets for Christmas? Or anybody, you know, get pets for their kids or anything? A goldfish? It's not a pet. It's just a thing that I don't know. A fish, I can't see as a pet. No, I got our pet fish. Do you taking a walks or anything? Like, I mean, if you had a catfish, you could take it on a walk because I mean, they can live out of water for a little bit, and they actually walk on the ground a little bit. Well, not really. No, that's those weird like mud puppy things or some shit. I don't fucking know what they're called. It's more of just a rant on that one. Anyways, so the new year, new me, new resolutions. What has anybody got? Like, not even new resolution. What are you planning on doing? Not even as a resolution, because you're like, ah, fuck the resolutions. But it's kind of a joke to me, resolutions, because only people really do them for about a month or two, and then they're like, ah, shit's too hard, or something pops up and they can't do it anymore. But what's somebody's, like, what's your plan for the year? What are you gonna do in the next 6 months? You don't even have to plan a year. Just what about the next 3 months? What are you gonna do in the next 3 months? 6 months, 9 months. You can do it by 3 month intervals, semesters, not trimesters. Semesters. You have four of them, 3 months each. You can figure it out. You'd be surprised. The crazy thing is, I know this myself, and in sitting here, going, you'd be surprised at what you could do in 3 months. Just imagine. Or you'd be surprised what you could get accomplished in, a month or a week. What could you accomplish if you did that exact shit for 6 months or a year? What could you accomplish? You know what I mean? That right there alone, I'm like, yeah, I know that. But I'm just a normal human being also. I'm just as bad as everybody else that I preach to about this shit. I'm working on my own tribulations and trials all the fucking time. Have I felt bad that I haven't, talked about my things and to try to help people and, say, hey, I'm still a normal person doing normal shit, trying to live. I haven't really been on here, and that's all right, honestly. And there's no excuse. There really isn't. It's like working out. There's no excuses for why you can't go work out because it's just fear making up shit. I mean, unless you like got in a car accident or something, or like a family member died. I mean, fuck it. That sorrow, take it to the gym and fucking pump it out. I don't know. I had a good morning this morning. We had a great workout sesh this morning. Been trying to get into that a little bit more again. We did a little bit of some bench pressing and it's a lot of dumbbell work today, but all really just on the chest and a little bit of triceps. So a lot of chest and tricep work today. But hey, we're doing back and biceps tomorrow. So my arms are going to be dead by Wednesday, I think. Which is all good. I miss that feeling. You know what I mean? Back in high school and stuff, you took it for granted. You took a lot of things for granted back in high school, I think, to me. That just me in general. And I'm not saying like I took, just freedom and everything wise, but I took what I could accomplish for granted. You understand what I'm saying? I took that for granted. Which is all right. Or we're here. We've made it this far. Is it where I want to be in life? I mean, married, kids. Yeah, definitely. I like where I'm at there. I like my wife. I love my wife. I love my kids. I like my home. There you go. I like my home. I appreciate my home. It's not even my home. I don't even own the fucking air I breathe in there. You know what I mean? You gotta rent the shit nowadays. I don't want to rent. Let me just own it. Let me rent to own. I always bring that up, especially around like my neighbors and stuff, or just anybody. And then with my wife's around, she's like, I don't want to own that thing. I'm like, even though it's a trailer, if we own it, we can take it off of this and go buy some property and put it on the property. You can build off a trailer. Yeah, I mean, the insulation isn't the best and it's not, a super high quality house or a building. But shit, you can make it a little bit more better. And fuck, if that's going to be your next house for the next 10, 15 years, then so be it. grow the kids up there, have special memories. That's one big thing that I want for my family, is to be able to have a home where I can sit for 15, 20 years and grow a family in, and that just have those one memories in that place all the fucking time. And just that's what I want to have. Granted, you know, growing up, I have memories, you know, of being over here, you know, Kings Mill Road, you know, Castle Road, Gleaner Hall, Snowblin. I have all these different roads that I've lived on throughout the years, and it's pretty crazy the amount of stories that I have at each one of them. Just memories and memories, and just, am I grateful for them? Fuck yeah. That's who made me today. All those memories. So, and the people that were in them, they were always really awesome people. Always great people. And most of it was family. Most of it's always been family. Family will always be there for you. And blood goes thicker than anything else in this world. But you gotta be willing to forgive and forget sometimes, too. Oh, man. Just trying to live large. That's what I'm trying to do. I've been told I'd be good at plumbing. I know it's kind of a side note here, a little off-track topic here, but I'd be told I would be good at plumbing once by a neighbor of mine. It turned out to be one of my good friends so far. As a plumber, I mean, working with gas and stuff, I mean, I don't know if I want to do all that. I don't like gas. It's kind of explosive. Or electricity. I don't like shit that can fucking kill you. Where if you just accidentally mess something up and it just, boom, you're gone. Like, no thank you to that. Fuck that. Like, I mean, yeah, granted, I work with cars and stuff. But, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I just feel like it's a little more safer. I mean, the lift could fail. Could final destination my ass. But I'm not looking to get final destination. I'm looking to live. Experience things. I just want my family to have a good home. Like I said, man. Always got to be looking to improve. Always got to be looking to improve. Get smarter. Learn something. Read something. You know, anything and everything. That's just something that I've been trying to do. Do my best at. It's definitely hard. And you gotta balance a lot of stuff in life today. The world's thrown everything at everyone at one second. And that's just, you gotta balance everything. You gotta balance work. You gotta balance this. You gotta balance that. Balance the checkbook. You know. But if you have people at home that are, you know, willing to ride these waves with you, then fuck it. Let's ride the waves, you know? I hope everyone's doing good, though. I hope everyone does good this year. 2023, it's an odd year. It's not an even year. It's an odd year. Let's fucking get it, guys. Let's fucking get it.